Welcome back to the BTV Live pregame show. Now, a lot of people might say preseason game one, not that big of a deal, but it's a very big deal to a special group of young players on this team, and that is the rookie class of 2016. Guys like Justin Simmons, Will Parks, Adam Gotsis, Paxton Lynch, we just mentioned, and Phil, for you, what do you think that they need to prove, or what do you think they're going to try and prove tonight?
Well, I think tonight it's all about getting out here and showing off some of your reps, getting some more reps, getting comfortable on the NFL stage, and really for Paxton in particular, just trying to get into a rhythm with the offense, but some of the other guys just really getting comfortable with playing here in the NFL.
Yeah, getting comfortable, but also if you're Khalif Raymond or Braylon Addison, it's a big opportunity for you. Raymond in particular is going to get the bulk of the kickoff and punt returns tonight, and even though it's his chance to get his feet wet in the NFL, this is a big moment. He might not have this many opportunities in future games. You know, they know what they have with Jordan Norwood, who is listed as the first team kickoff and punt returner. For Raymond, yeah, it's his first chance to play, but he needs to make an impression tonight. And some of the other guys as well that are down depth chart that are going to play extensively in the second half, this is an opportunity for them, and they've got to do something with it.
Yeah, I think the majority of these guys just want to put something on game tape and be like, hey, look, I can do this. Especially a guy, not a rookie, but Jordan Taylor wants to come out here, make some plays out here on the field, show the coaches what he can do.
Yeah, like guys, Taylor, Doss, I think there's plenty of guys that see this as a big opportunity, and they're very excited about it. They mentioned it to us earlier this week, Will Parks even saying that he's going to have a hard time getting to sleep.
You sleep the night before?
Probably not. I mean, I'll probably have to take some Benadryl or something to go to sleep. I mean, I hope I can go to sleep. God, can you help me go? Yeah, he can help me go to sleep, so he helped me go to sleep.
You know, it's been a while since I've actually been out on the field playing against another team, and so, you know, it'll be good, especially we're out there together, you know, grinding and out, making checks and things like that.
It obviously means a lot. It's going to be my first game as, you know, a Bronco, so in that respect it means a lot, but I mean, it's just football, you know, you just got to go out there and play. It's going to be exciting, just excited to be out there, excited for the opportunity. You know, I'm excited for everyone just to be out there and have a shot to prove themselves, you know. So same thing with me, shot to prove myself.
It's going to be a big night for Adam Gotsis, Justin Simmons, and Will Parks. And it's also a very big night for the second-year guys on this team. Guys like Dylan Day, Lorenzo Doss, and Jordan Taylor should all see extended reps tonight.
Yeah, we mentioned Jordan Taylor a little bit earlier in the segment. The guys at the wide receiver position behind Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, there's a lot of talent there and not enough positions to go around. The competition there, very tough. We've seen Jordan Taylor make a one-handed catch in practice. We've seen Khalif Raymond make those plays in practice. Should get some returning opportunities tonight. But what do they have to do to take it from practice out onto the game's field?
Well, for some of these guys, like Taylor and Raymond, it's just being able to make the same kind of plays in a game that they did in practice. Now, there's an advantage and disadvantage to going out there in the preseason relative to practice, because an advantage is that the cornerback doesn't know your moves. But the disadvantage is you don't know what the cornerback's moves are. So it's a big test for them. I think they kind of get a little familiar with the matchups in practice. Now you've got to go against somebody different. And then for Raymond, for Addison, Jordan Taylor, even though he's not on returns, all of these guys need to make an impression on special teams. With Benny Fowler and Cody Latimer, you know they can do stuff on special teams. They're two of the best special teamers on the roster. Joe DeCamillis has talked about them being leaders in that third phase. What they do on special teams is probably going to determine who's going to be on the back end of the roster at a lot of positions, not just wide receiver.
We don't imagine that Emmanuel Sanders or DT will play very much in this game tonight, so it is a big opportunity for guys even like Benny Fowler and Jordan Cody Latimer to really get out there and have some first-team reps.
Yeah, I think also one of the biggest things for them, not only those first-team reps, but also special teams. I think special teams is going to go a long way in determining who makes this roster, just who's going to be versatile, who's going to show out on that special teams roster with special teams coach Joe DeCamillis saying that he's got a lot of weapons that he can kind of put out there on as gunners and on those punt protection things. So I think that those reps are going to be just as crucial as those first-team reps. But like you said, I think Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, and a guy like maybe even Khalif Raymond can kind of separate themselves tonight if given the right opportunity.
Well, those guys have all done it in training camp so far, but they got to take it out onto the game field, and that starts tonight.
Yeah, it's a lot of competition. You know, we continue to put in work every single day, and we're going to go out there and compete on Thursday. Playing how I've been playing in camp and just make big plays and enjoy the game. You know, at the end of the day, it's a game. I'm going to have fun out there and make plays.
I'm ready, ready. You know, definitely a little bit anxious, but just more ready to get out there and compete against somebody other than our team and, you know, to put something on film.
So I mean, it's more pressure for myself, you know. It's more of a pride thing for me, you know. I've had to block out what the outside say, everybody else saying. It's more about for me and my family. I know that I need to step up and do something finally, you know. It's more, like I said, it's more of a pride thing for myself.
Giving 100% on every play, I mean, a lot of times, you know, you're tired, the altitude's different. I mean, everything's different for you. So I want to make sure even if I'm wrong, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going as hard and full speed as I can, because if I'm tired now, that means a week later I'm going to be good. So I'm just trying to go 110% every play.
So the young wideouts trying to put on a show here tonight, make an impression upon the coaches. And it's been a long 2 weeks of training camp so far. We know the guys are ready to hit some people from in a different colored uniform. But that doesn't mean that training camp can't be fun at the same time.
Right. No, absolutely. Like you said, training camp, people like to say it's a grind, right? Well, we've been trying to have some fun with all the players that have come on to our Broncos TV Live training camp show. And I think that we've had some pretty memorable moments so far.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of fun in the training camp show so far. We've picked out some of the best moments so far from training camp, and here they are now.
Oh, there we go. Good. Not bad. Not bad. You know, I might be able to get a little running man in with it. Not bad.
All right, he's got three.
So a little running. Oh, my God. I look up at the last second, throw my hand up, caught it, I think caught it back in here, somewhere in there.
Oh, God. Oh, 2 for 2.
All right. Oh, I knew that was going to pop.
Six.
I don't even remember how to do this. So all right, okay, okay, it's in the hips, all right. Oh, but no.
All right, so we got, ooh. Okay, so that's
all right, what is 7 points, I think?
Ah. Oh, man. Oh, oh, my goodness. No. Come on.
Yes. Come on. Hey, call Kubiak right now.
Seven. This is the last. We're out of balls after this one. Eight. Oh, he got them all. That's better than Mark's score. That is better than Mark's score.
What do you think?
Well, I hate quarterbacks, so I like to beat them no matter what.
Oh, you know, this is, I'm just going with a wild guess, and it's only because I've seen him on TV lately, and he kind of has a Jeff Heuerman kind of attitude, but I would say a young Alex Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Yeah, Alec Baldwin. Alec Jeff, Baldwin. Is that correct or incorrect?
That was more the Brad Pitt route, but.
Oh, come on.
Now imagine trying to catch those on a punt when you got a ball, you're like.
Some of the funnier moments from our show through training camp so far, and it's funny because Mace also thought that Brad Pitt should play him in a movie of his life, but I don't know. I'm not sure. We're just getting about 90 minutes from kickoff now. Mace, what are you hoping to see? One final thought here tonight.
I think you're hoping to see some clarity in the quarterback competition. You've got Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian. They're co-number ones. Neither of them has really edged out ahead of the other. You want to see one or both of them do something to really seize that job tonight. And obviously, I don't think they're going to win it tonight, but, you know, take a step toward doing that and bring a little bit of clarity and certainty to it.
Yeah, hopefully coaches get a good look at the quarterbacks here tonight, although it's kind of windy right now, tough conditions. Nothing like when we were in Soldier Field the last season. They're picking ice off the seats there in November. Tough conditions for us, though, right now. The humidity, plus some of the wind here. Not the best for our hair tonight.
I'm all right.
Yeah, you looking all right, but Mason, at least I'm struggling here tonight. Matt, you have one final thought for tonight?
I do. I think tonight people need to remember that this is not about the frontline guys. This is about the guys that you might see down the road who could fill in potentially as potential starters, or even guys like CJ Anderson. You remember a couple years ago he had that great preseason. You think about Shaquille Barrett coming on last year and really making an impact in those first couple weeks of the season. So this isn't necessarily about the frontline guys like Von Miller. This is about the guys to come. And I think that's what people need to keep in mind when they watch all the preseason games, not just the first one.
Yeah, definitely good reason tonight to watch the entire preseason game, not just those first 4 minutes, because you'll get to see all the quarterbacks and all of the second and third string guys who are out there fighting for positions. Well, that's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show. Be sure to stick around on DenverBroncos.com. After the game, we'll be live from the podium. Plus, we'll have all the insider access from the Broncos locker room. Until then, though, I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer. Enjoy the game.
Everything you do in practice and in the game, it's all that. Everything you put on film is important. I think it's your total body of work.
It's a game, and that's kind of where you're graded at. But for me, just going through my keys and keeping it the same, hopefully I get that done.
We know that it's time to tune up and get ready to play, and so everybody's ready.
We get to look forward to something else, and we get to make some plays and actually play a real game.
They've been working all offseason, you know, for a chance to play. So I don't want them to relax and play. I want them to, you know, go play free and enjoy playing. That's what they've been working for. They're having some fun.